everything's bigger and brighter, especially our passion for special education. As always, a warm welcome to our listeners.
We are your statewide special education liaison team, here to elevate the conversation one story at a time.
Our mission? Not just to share, but to connect, representing the special education community across our state. We are here to say,
Texas may be big, but its heart and stories are even bigger.
Join us on this journey together. Let's celebrate.
Sped Talk, we're here again with an amazing group of people, super excited. We're going to go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm going to start right over here to my right.
Hi, my name is Amy Rubalcava, and I am the Special Ed Liaison for Region 1.
Patty Garcia here from Region 14 in Abilene, Texas, a Special Education Liaison as well.
As the liaison from Region 19 out in El Paso, Texas, Monica Quesada, I get a great opportunity, which is to meet amazing people who are doing great work around our state.
Okay, we're sitting here with Noah Martinez from the Strides program. Noah, can you tell us how old you are?
I am 21 years old.
You're 21. And you told me earlier that this was your last year here at Strides.
Yes, ma'am.
In McAllen ISD. And you said you were excited to move on,
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you tell me what you learned at Strides?
What I learned at Strides is I learned how to cook healthy food and culinary arts. Okay. You do customer service.
Uh-huh.
I also did using tools of home improvement and how to stay safe and on the internet and social media.
Oh my goodness, those are big lessons that you learned. So you talked about learning to cook healthy. What are some healthy meals that you learned to cook?
Like vegetable soup or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are your plans for after you leave this or when you graduate?
I'm going to South Texas College.
Oh, that's exciting.
But I haven't decided what I'm going to study there yet.
You haven't decided. That's okay. No. You know, a lot of kids, it takes a while, and even when they get in with an idea, they change it up.
You're right.
So, yeah. So you're good. I'm excited for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Noah, super excited to hear your story. I think your story is inspiring for a lot of other kids to hear. But, you know, McAllen is a special place. The Strides program is a special place, and you talked about all the things you learned. I think another special thing happened, right? You took an online course of some kind. Yeah, what was that online course about? Maybe something that has to do with a car or a driver's?
Driver's Ed.
Driver's Ed. Tell me a little bit about how that program was for you.
I completed my driver's lessons, and I got a driver's permit.
Congratulations.
Oh my goodness.
That is such a big deal. Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. And so, I mean, I hear all of these things that you're doing, working towards going to college, right? Can you tell us what is one exciting thing that you think could happen at college? What is something you're, like, really looking forward to there?
Applying for an office job.
Oh, yeah, your customer service job is going amazing, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so you want to stay in that kind of work where you're helping people.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, making them feel good on the other end of the computer or the phone, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Noah, we had a chance to visit here, and we actually got to meet you. We got to come and see your office, and we were so excited. And Patty and I talked with some other friends of ours, and we said, we got to come back and interview Noah. We got to make sure that everybody hears him. And so through this interview, we're going to be able to share you throughout the entire state of Texas and actually across the country, because we have people from across the country, bigger, that are coming out and listening to this story.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Do you have an advice you might give other students who might need extra support to do the jobs and learn all of these skills you've learned? Do you have, like, an advice you would give them?
No, ma'am.
No advice? Yeah? Maybe ask questions to your teachers?
Maybe ask questions, yes, ma'am.
You've got some great teachers that really helped you out, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Do you want to share a story about one of the teachers that has helped you out?
Like,
Here at the Strides program, do you remember, like, a certain teacher or coach or somebody that stands out to you?
A teacher like Ms. Delgado.
Yes, Ms. Delgado. Tell us about Ms. Delgado.
She helps me show what's appropriate, what's not appropriate on the internet, on posting pictures.
Okay. And that, you know what, that's a big thing that all our everybody needs to learn about the safety of the internet, because
yes,
that's huge right now.
Yes,
so I'm glad that you learned that skill, and that person stands out to you, Ms. Delgado.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, absolutely.
Anything else that you would like to share about your current work?
I currently work in an internship. I report my time. I listen to my employer. I learn how to send emails and use Teams. And I also print letters, fold them, seal them in the envelopes, and then I deliver them to the post office.
What's the name of the company?
United Healthcare.
Yeah. And where are they at?
Here, ma'am.
Here? In McAllen or in Austin?
In McAllen.
In McAllen. Great.
United Healthcare. Well, they made a smart choice bringing on Noah Martinez.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you just heard Maribel Elizondo ask some questions. And I just want to pose this question while we have Noah here, because he answers questions really well. He seems like a spectacular student. Is he an ordinary, like, is he typical of the rest of your students, or how did you get him to this level of gaining those skills and reaching for more independence? Do you feel like a lot of your students are similar to Noah, or is he like one in a...
No, so a lot of our students here at the Strides program are similar to Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Noah came to us from another district with a lot of skills, but we enhanced those skills by partnering with South Texas Community College and their teachers, and coming in and really zoning in on to what Noah wanted to do in the future and his strengths. And so with Workforce Solutions as well, getting to know Noah, what his strengths are and his interests, they partnered with us as well and made sure that Noah was in the right career path for the future. So they helped him with his skills, like he mentioned earlier, and really on the site job coaching every step of the way. So this is not from one month to
right,
another
right.
that you can see the final product with Noah. Noah's in his last year here
mm-hmm.
with us in McAllen ISD. This took several years
mm-hmm.
and a process.
Mm-hmm.
So step one, Noah came in really knowing and learning how to groom himself for an interview,
mm-hmm.
his etiquette during an interview, a resume, then going out and seeing what best fits him on what he wants
right.
to do in the future, going to all different types of job sites. Then Noah zoned in, this is what I want to do. I like computers, I want to learn more about computers, about safety,
mm-hmm.
and then he got a very rare opportunity. Noah is one student in the state of Texas that got that opportunity to work virtually
mm-hmm.
for a big company in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's distance work, paid employment. And so it was a gradual process to
mm-hmm.
finally see this is where Noah is at. And so going back to your question, that is the goal of Strides.
Right.
Is really to zone in to all of our students. We have over 50 students here. And what are their strengths, and really bring those strengths out in interest, right? And so that all our students have the same
yeah.
opportunity in their area of interest
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to leave successful
yeah.
and dependent as possible. And so again, it's a gradual process, and it took several years and months, but this is the goal.
Well, and that's key, right? You said it multiple times, his interest.
Mm-hmm.
What did he want to do? You know, and one of the things that we really appreciate about our podcast and this opportunity to meet people is that we get to learn something that we can take back and try to replicate. That is so important to us, because we want to see the success happen across the state. If you were to give advice to a school and say, you know, if that wants to start this up, or maybe it just has the beginnings and they're seeing Noah and saying, this is what we hope for all of our kids, like, what are just three first steps that they could do to make sure that we meet that need?
First thing is call me. I am 100% all in. I don't only want McAllen ISD to run a program like this.
Right.
Every district needs and should be mandated to have a program like this.
Yeah.
The years of our students repeating high school for 8 years in the same courses, that's long gone.
Right.
It's now about creating and assisting adults to have a successful transition and independent life. It's not verbal, it's the actions. So call me, I will share Budget 101 and how I just put some money aside so that I could start this with the basics. Partnering up with STC, South Texas College, partnering up with WorkSource Solutions. These two partners have been in it with us since day one. Then making sure that you have educated your leadership at your district, educated your school board members, and educated your community. So all of those need to be all in. And if they're not, you get them there by educating.
You don't.
Multiple presentations, multiple conversations. Right. And that's where the legwork starts.
Because it truly, it sounds like it has to be a partnership and, and amongst your community and having the parents also involved. And it took a lot of work to get here, I'm sure. So I'm glad that you've talked about that and that you are willing to share out your story and talk to other districts that may be thinking about starting a program like this on how they could even get started. And you talked about Budget 101. Now, McAllen ISD is, you know, we serve all sorts of districts. From the area that I'm from in Region 14 in the Abilene area, we have lots of small and rural districts and not very different from, you know, some of the districts here at Region 1 in Edinburgh, Texas. And those small and rural districts, budget is a big thing. They're like, where do we even start? We have one teacher. We don't have a place. So where do we find location? So those things. So do you mind sharing your contact information, your phone number with our audience?
I don't mind at all. My name again is Maribel Elizondo. I am the executive director for McAllen ISD Special Education Department. Our contact phone number here is 956-632-3285. We have housed several visits to our STRIDES programs since year one. This is our fifth year. We have shared my basic Budget 101 plan with Region 1 and Josie Reyes, who runs a transition program there at Region 1. And she has presented to several districts and then has had several districts come visit us within the years that we have started. Josie Reyes, my year one, was my partner in this. We both started this program together. And then she moved on to Region 1. And now that's what she's doing. The connection is there. She's in charge of transition. So she asked me, do you have that first printout of your budget and how you did it? Yes. But it's baby steps.
Yeah.
It's not impossible. So you start off with, we started this program with four teachers. Four teachers, four paras. And all it was really looking at the budget and moving things around. And then seeing who could help me from our CTE program as well. So it really is a true partnership.
Right.
But basic 101, year one, what do I need to start a program like this is basics. Four teachers, four paras, depending on your district type. We started with 50 students year one. 50 students year one.
Wow.
So that's a lot. So four teachers, four paras, 50 students, and at a campus who already has the college experience throughout the campus, because this is an early college high school. What better place to put our STRIDES program than an early college high school, because our students are going to have that same experience.
The mindset.
The college experience.
Yes.
Just like all other students have. Our students are getting that as well. So, yes, Anybody who wants to reach out to us, we're open. It's not about keeping what we've learned in these 5 years to ourselves. It's about sharing and encouraging and strongly recommending that every district open a program like this. It's about the students.
Awesome. Thank you, Ms. Elizondo.
We're so excited here on SPED Talk, and we have two very special people with us. We'd love for y'all to introduce yourselves.
Hoet Martinez. I'm the parent of Noah Hoet Martinez here.
My name is Viola Ruiz Martinez, and I'm the parent of Noah Martinez, who is a student at Strides in McAllen ISD.
Yeah, we had a chance to hear from Noah, and his story is absolutely inspiring. I think Patty put it perfectly, the gratitude that he has for all the work that some amazing people have done for him, including mom and dad, is why he's where he's at. So can you kind of just start us off with a little bit about Noah and his journey?
Noah is turning 22 this summer, so this is going to be his last year at Strides. But he was diagnosed with autism when he was 5, and he's just an amazing son to me, of course, and an amazing student, because I have heard from many educators, and I had one specifically that told me Noah has the love autism, and I'm like, what is that? And he says everybody loves him.
Aww.
Everybody loves him, and he has just grown. He's grown the most in the last 3 years that he has been with Strides. Strides has been an amazing place for him. Gratitude. I don't have anything. I don't have the words to explain how grateful I am for Strides and the educators here. It's been a very, very good experience.
And it started in Laredo, right?
Yeah. So he started his 18 plus program in Laredo, and Laredo has an 18 plus, it's called the Cherish Center, and there's a teacher there, Miss Violeta Garcia, and Noah's one-on-one, which is Miss Edna Garcia, who did an amazing job. And they were able to help him. He learned how to figure out the sales tax on an order for like a Whataburger, a number one. And he learned how to do that with Miss Garcia's help, with the two Miss Garcias. It was Miss G and Miss Garcia. And they did an amazing job when we were transferring here, because the Valley is our home area, and the Rio Grande Valley, it's our home area, and we had to relocate here for job-related relocation. I contacted several of the 18 plus program in the area, and Strides, I talked to all of them, but Strides had answered all my questions, put me at ease, and I know I made the right decision by enrolling Noah here. So we even bought our house in McAllen so that he could be, you know, in this jurisdiction, so he could be a part of McAllen and be able to attend McAllen schools. So
that's awesome. So, I mean, I hear the love behind all of that with your son. You know, you got a little teary-eyed earlier. And, you know, we as parents, I'm a parent too, I've got one that's a senior now that's about to graduate, and you just want the best for them. And getting a diagnosis at a young age has an impact on how you parent too. You talked earlier when we were just conversing before we started the podcast about having an advocate. And I know that sometimes districts, when they hear advocate, they cringe, right? Because it's a negative, there's negative connotation to that. But from the parent's perspective, having an advocate, how did that help you? And then you talked about, you know, whether you needed or not needed an advocate. Tell me about that.
You know, early on, Noah's 22. So when he was diagnosed, and it was 15 years ago, there wasn't social media, there wasn't all of these things that could educate parents. But the advocate educated me on what services we could request from the districts. We also learned that sometimes newer teachers, individuals that work in para professionals, or individuals that work maintenance, or even some of the security guards, don't know, have never dealt with an individual with autism, and that made it harder for the students in special ed. But I think it's a good thing, because when he was five, we requested that even the individuals that worked at the cafeteria have at least 8 hours of autism training, so that they could learn a little bit about it. Because if you don't know, you don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And since then, our advocate has provided us with information on how to better work with the team. That was it, bottom line, because the team was, I don't want to say used to, but followed a procedure, and sometimes they wouldn't deviate from that. And I guess a perfect example is that they wanted Noah to take a PE class, and he didn't need PE. There is no reason for him to be in a PE class, because he, first of all, it was sensory overload in a gym.
Whistles blowing, kids yelling.
So
when my advocate said he doesn't have to take that class, it was required by the school district, but it wasn't, we could change
a requirement
that
by the state. But yes, talk a little bit more about that.
So it was a requirement by the school district, by the state, but it wasn't a federal requirement. So the team, we worked together. I even got calls from the individual who was changing the schedule, because I had to go behind the scenes to do that, and update their software or whatever it was. But we put Noah in a business media class, which now has helped him.
Oh my goodness!
Be an
changed
interest.
His life.
Yes.
Gave him that direction
that
he wanted to go in.
Absolutely, and the whole team was like grateful that we were able to come to that agreement, and it was because we learned something from the advocate. It wasn't necessarily that we were there to demand or, you know, a negative. It was it was a positive. It has always been a positive. So and the school district has always been very receptive of our advocate, and our team. We've never had a team that has been
contradictory or confrontational.
Yeah, they're like,
it's very important, right? Because it's very easy to the negative connotation again, right? But you need to have an open mind and an open mind to your teachers and to your parents, because nobody's going to care more about those kids than the parents,
absolutely,
of course. And and some of those teachers, I mean, they're a blessing, man. I was telling my wife that you have to be born to do this stuff, because not just anybody can do it. I mean, it's like a nurse, right? A real good nurse. You don't just decide one day, you know what, I'm going to be a nurse and be effective or be even good at it.
Right.
These ladies are special, man. They're special. And it's
absolutely
not to be, it shouldn't be taken lightly, and they should be appreciated by their administrators, because they're few and far between. And when you find them, hang on to them, because they make a world difference in people's lives.
Yeah.
And, so it's so if you have an open mind, listen to your parents, listen to your teachers, the people that know what's going on. And, you know, don't be so quick to the budgetary thing, or don't be so quick to make decisions on the fly. Look at the big picture. The big picture. The big. What you're gonna leave behind is your legacy. This is a heck of a legacy to leave for McAllen School District. Period.
Yeah.
And I think you two as parents have really pioneered something, because to come into a school district and have a completely different idea that doesn't agree with their software and what they've done for all kids, and say, no, let's just look at one child. It's mine that's in front of you in this meeting. And they said, okay, there's gonna be a workaround. As a result of that, we had the opportunity to speak to Noah and his passion for what he's doing and his excitement to go to college next year and what he's going to do there.
He mentions that at least once a day, at least.
you could hear
and
that.
I got to be full disclosure here. I was busy with work. I was working 12, 15 hours a day, sometimes 7 days a week. She deserves all the credit, because now we're both retired. I've been retired a month now, but now it's like, whoa, this is big time. This is full time.
This is what it is, right?
She's doing it with a full time job, so full credit.
With the help of the teachers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's no way that I would have been able to do it without their help.
Yeah.
You know, the phone calls, the emails, the text messages, and they did change our lives, because, again, as a parent of an adult son with a disability, and now knowing that Strides has helped us get him a paid internship, and I don't know if they shared this with you, but he was one of two, it's a pilot program,
mm-hmm.
he was one of two students in the state of Texas. The
mm-hmm.
other student sits in Houston area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what an ISD over there, but that was all McAllen ISD. And their
legwork.
And their legwork and their passion
mm-hmm.
to help this transition, for these
mm-hmm.
students to transition to adulthood,
right.
and have, you know, to be successful as adults.
Yeah, not seeing the barriers, right? And that's what I'm hearing is like there, it was forward thinking on everybody's part, on your advocate,
mm-hmm.
on you as parents, on the teachers. What can we do that's going to best serve not just the student, but the students across McAllen ISD?
Long term.
And long term,
mm-hmm.
because it's not just about now. You know, I think about like as a child growing up, I had a cousin who grew up with Down syndrome, and when she graduated, she stayed at home. There was nothing for her to do. And she was capable of doing a lot. So the fact that these programs are getting put in place and changing the future
yeah.
also brings tears to my eyes, right? Because that's what we want to do, is we want to impact people. And that's
yeah.
how it should be.
Otherwise,
we all have
otherwise
a purpose.
What are we doing here, right?
Right.
So, yeah, so recently, being recently retired, we kind of reality hits you, right? It's like, so what happens when we're not here?
Mm-hmm.
What
yeah.
happens when you're not here, when teachers aren't here? What's going to happen to them? Yeah, that's what keeps us up at night sometimes,
yep.
right? So, yeah, so that's what affects. It affects a lot of things. So we don't use that term lightly.
Yep.
We mean it's like, this is big.
And as parents, we want our kids to be fulfilled. We need them to get up every single day and have a purpose.
And he does, man. You should see him.
Yeah.
He goes to sleep at 9 sharp because that's what time he has to, and he wakes up.
Yeah.
And he's in the shower before anybody else is up, and he's ready to go.
This program helped, along with y'all, bring out that value that he gives back to our community. And that is, I think, such a powerful message that we want everyone in education to know, is the value that every child brings and what they're going to do out in that community. Because that customer service he talked to
mm-hmm,
us about,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he knows he's good at it. And he knows that it's important.
Yes, yes. And it's true what he said, what happens to him when he's done. A long time ago, I read a blog, what happens when the yellow bus stops coming to your front door.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever
mm-hmm.
read that. But now I know what's going to happen when the yellow bus stops coming. He's going to go to college. He's going to get a job. And it's all because of, you know, all of the support that we've gotten from
the
school districts. Mm-hmm.
And that you've
mm-hmm.
given back to our educational
mm-hmm.
community, because as parents, you've helped us to see and reminded us and brought us back to the fact that there's a purpose
Absolutely.
For every child.
Absolutely.
So that, I mean, we're grateful for, and we're grateful that you're sharing this across the state for us to be able to take this message back.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you all for y'all's time. Before we let y'all go, do y'all have any last words or anything that you want to add to what you've said?
I don't have any words for the amount of gratitude that I have for everyone here. So, but thank you. Thank you.
If I could reiterate, just take care of those teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They're special, like I said. And don't be so quick to brush ideas aside. I mean, they left the guy that invented the Frisbee, right? And
right. Yeah.
Because it's just a little disc that flies. But, I mean, these teachers do wonders.
Yeah.
And my wife mentioned something about my boys. He's very loving. He doesn't have mean bone in his body. He doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He affected so many people. We used to be in Washington, D.C. area, in Alexandria, Virginia. We used to work out there. And the bus monitor,
mm-hmm.
or the bus driver.
The bus driver.
When she found out he was leaving, she got out of the bus. She was crying like somebody had died. It was
Aww.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, this kid's special.
His impact
yeah.
is big. His
yeah.
impact is big.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And we've become friends with his former educators.
Yep.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
they still check on him. They want to know what he's doing. We went to a conference, a special ed conference,
mm-hmm.
With one of his teachers that she transferred to New York. And she was a presenter
mm-hmm.
at a conference
Portland.
And they in Portland, Oregon. And they invited us.
Oh,
they invited
wow.
Noah. you know, and they still talk about him because he is a success story and for every educator that has worked for him or with him because they see his potential and they're amazed at his progress from not knowing where to put his backpack to being able to help with the radio, you know, and calling for assistance or, you know, so it's been a very different experience where we didn't have the typical school events, but it's been amazing. It's been amazing. So.
We'll trade for anything.
They gave him just what he needed.
He gave us.
Just what you needed.
What we needed. Yes.
That's it right there.
He gave us, and a lot of educators too. Because again, they've shared us with us that he was what they needed. So, and his sister is a special education teacher.
Fort Worth.
In Fort Worth. And
that's
she became
awesome.
A special education teacher because of him and to help him and provide support for him. So.
Well, thank you to both of you. Like, what a beautiful job and legacy you leave behind with your children. Because they're making a difference. They're
thank
making
you.
A difference.
We've got a retired dad and a mom who has spent years and years just building this individual,
right?
So, I don't know, while you were talking, I got this vision in my head. You talked about, you know, y'all attending a conference. But if anybody wants to get a hold of you to maybe share your story, maybe at a conference or something like that, would y'all be willing to do that? And if so, what's the best contact?
Absolutely. They can reach me via my email, and it's violaruiz@aol.com. It's violaruiz@aol.com. And I can't guarantee that there's not going to be any tears, but we're happy
and
to.
And we're both retired, so we have nothing
yes.
but time, so we're good.
Yes. Yep. Awesome. Well, thanks again for y'all's time.
It's an honor. Thank you.
Sped Talk, we're here again with an amazing group of people, super excited. We're going to go around the table and introduce ourselves because this is going to be a pretty amazing 20 minutes that we're going to spend together.
I'm Chris Iglesias from the Strides program at McAllen ISD, and I'm the lead teacher in the program.
Hi, I'm Maribel Elizondo, and I am the Executive Director for Special Education here in McAllen ISD.
Awesome. So we're here at the Strides program, and Chris, you're going to be able to tell us a little bit about what Strides means. What does Strides stand for?
Strides stands for Supported Transition and Road to Independence, Development and Employment for Students.
So that's a lot of pieces, right?
Yes.
Which is what transition is.
Correct.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what a day here looks like.
So our day looks like we receive our students and they're ready to learn. We have different vocational courses. We have courses in adult continuing education through our local South Texas College. And they come to learn. We have our house and they learn daily living skills. And that's what we do.
How does one individual qualify for your program? Do you just accept everybody, or how does that process work?
So we look at our three comprehensive high schools. So the students at those high schools, they have to be first credit complete with their 4 years of high school, and they have to be start off complete. Then there's an application process to come in to our Strides program, just like if you were applying to college or a community college. So the same process, same experience. Our parents and our students get that acceptance letter at the same time that all of our comprehensive students get their, what is it called, their acceptance letter, right, from other universities or colleges that they apply to. Our students get that letter at the same time. So.
Okay, so students have already completed all their credits, all their STAR. It really, truly is an 18-plus program.
Correct.
And so, but anybody that is in that category can and would be eligible for?
Correct.
Okay.
They would have to apply, and then we look at the capacity of our facilities, right? So year one, we had 47 students. She mentioned it earlier. And after that, well, we continue with some students, and as students graduate and leave the program, then those are the number of slots that we have available for the upcoming school year. And so we fill those slots.
And that would change year to year, right?
Correct.
Because depending on where that child's at and if they're ready to move on, it could be 2 years, 3 years, it could be 1 year, depending on
correct
their progress.
Right? At the time that they come in, right? Because we not only house students in our district, we're an open enrollment district. So that applies to our 18 plus program as well.
Right.
So we have students from other districts coming in based on the availability in the space.
So something I hadn't thought about, and you just said that, is that you treat it like the next phase in life, right? They have finished high school as we know it,
mm-hmm.
and they're receiving an acceptance letter. So that family gets to experience what it's like for their child to go into that next step, right? Getting them ready for adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
So we love the success story part, but mm-hmm. can you think of a parent or a student that you could kind of talk to us about when they got that letter? What that was like for them.
So I got to see last year students wearing a shirt that said Strides, right? Our staff here made them. And it was a student sitting at one of our comprehensive high schools, Mack High. And that student had that Strides shirts. They were walking down that stage. Other students had UTRGV. Other students had South Texas. Other students had Texas A&M. So I got to see that perspective. I didn't get to see the parent perspective. But that student walked down that stage with confidence and just that feeling of joy and happiness and excitement that all of our other students at that high school, we're feeling. All of our other seniors were feeling that same experience. So that's the lens that I got to see it. So of course, me, proud director of the program, taking pictures and celebrating and posting those pictures on social media. I mean, I shed tears seeing our student do that. And we didn't do that year one. This was year four mm-hmm. that we finally thought, wait, we're missing that component.
Yeah.
Why aren't they walking
mm-hmm.
that stage
right.
and getting that acceptance letter and showing the world
right.
and their community and their classmates,
right.
hey, I'm moving forward too.
Yeah.
I'm getting
yeah.
into a university or a college just like you are.
Well, you can feel the mindset here is not about what our students can't do and what we have to remove from them. It's everything they can do and how they experience what everyone else gets, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to miss out on an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is huge when
it
you
is.
Think about helping our students move to that next level,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's real world.
Yeah. Okay, so we just had a little tiny interruption
yeah.
because we are in the district
yes.
and that's what happens.
Yeah.
Monica, go ahead and continue.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that's something special and I want to thank you for saying that because, again, our big thing with this podcast is we want others who maybe have the vision but don't know the steps to get there. You know, how do we make this happen? Yes, it sounds great, but it's too big for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's too big to for us to bite a piece and say we can make it happen for students. So as a teacher, as a lead teacher here and really heading this up, what would you say to a teacher who has this vision and says, like, where do I start? Like, what are one or two things that I can do to get a program like Strides going?
You need to have your department administrators be on board.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you get together and talk about it and decide this is what I want to do, once you have to love what you do
mm-hmm.
and be able to do it for every student no matter what
yeah.
and so you sit there and you talk about it and
you plan
yeah absolutely and that planning probably has a lot of bumps in it right like you start out with three ideas turns into 14 it's a picture and then 10 pages later
yeah and then you have to get back on course and okay on track and say okay guys we can't go that wide, right? We can't offer 15 STC classes.
Right.
We got to come back and say, what are the interests of the students who are coming next year? And then build on that. And so that it's just, it's continuous planning. and continuous conversations. I mean, how many times have we already met with South Texas College?
We met
this
one
year.
Time just in the last few months, too.
Right, because things change. And you said the interests of the students. How do you know that? How do you know those interests for your kids coming in?
So tell them a little bit about what you do with the transition and what your role is. With
so
the
at the beginning of the year, we have, when we start our the referral process from the comprehensive schools to come to Strides, they refer the students based on their transition needs once they finish their course credit requirements at the high school. And they, for example, this year we had over 35 referrals, but we only have a certain amount of slots available for the following year. So then we have to go and observe the students in their classrooms. We have to go talk to their teachers. Other teachers go do observations throughout the three high schools. And then we get together and put together this all of the ideas and what is it that the student is going to take. Do we offer this particular course? Is it something that we can talk about and maybe come up and ask STC, or is it another course that we need to create for Strides or not?
Mm-hmm.
And then here comes the application process. And from all of these students, these are the students that can fill those spots for the upcoming year. So then we go through the application process and receive all the documentation to make sure that their credit complete, STAR assessment complete, that they're going to participate in the graduation with their cohort.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what are the goals for
mm-hmm.
the following year?
Mm-hmm.
So then we come up with a class schedule. We have orientations, freshman orientations.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a whole year process to
yeah.
be able to get the students ready for coming next school year.
Yeah, Ms. Iglesias even set up a college tour, right?
Yeah.
So
oh.
your first year, you go before you start
yep.
the semester, you go in to your college or university and you take a tour, you get the shirt, you get the ID. So
mm-hmm.
they set up that tour with South Texas College so they can, again, have the same experience
mm-hmm.
like any other student, right, that's going to go visit that college for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So she set that up as well. So it's really looking at the interest and then making sure that we offer what that student wants for their future, and if we can't, what's another option.
Yeah.
And you know, McAllen ISD is special because we house the Regional Day School Program for the Deaf here.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we serve over 34 other districts besides McAllen
mm-hmm.
students
right.
coming in for that specialized program. And what is it, Chris, now? How many years have we had a student that is housed here at Strides that was part of that RDSPD program?
It's three years.
Yes. So in the past, our RDSP program, they would finish in 4 years. They never had the opportunity to continue for the 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
They would finish and graduate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's year three, like what you said, and we needed to make sure that when we accepted students from an RDSPD program, because there's other districts, so that means those other special education directors have to be willing to continue to pay the tuition,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
for that separate
mm-hmm.
program and keep the student here
right.
and not graduate them. And so we also needed to take it a step further and make sure that we had the staff available here at Strides to be able to teach the sign language, to be able to communicate with that student. So making sure that those special cases were also included
mm-hmm.
and making sure that we were ready and available to have the staff here. So making those changes as
right.
time went on. It was just another uh-huh. Just like I spoke about earlier, is making sure that they're getting that acceptance letter, making sure that they're walking that stage proudly that they got accepted to the program. It's okay, wait a minute. We have another program here in our district.
Right.
We need to make sure that we're including those students in this program. That
mm-hmm.
was another uh-huh.
You're meeting the needs of the community,
yeah. mm-hmm.
right?
Correct.
So how many programs of interest do you have currently? What are they?
So we... And we're actually planning on doing a parent orientation as well, because when the students know about Strides and the parents, it's like, well, what is it? And
mm-hmm.
they kind of ask us to explain that. But
yeah.
we are training the comprehensive high school teachers to be able to disseminate this information. And sometimes, you know, they need more information about the program. So we have three different pathways that they can choose. They can go through the workforce ready education and training, where they'll learn all about getting those valuable job skills to work. Community bridging, all about experiences in participating in the community for job training,
mm-hmm.
But also for post-secondary education and training, your STC, South Texas College Adult Continuing Education courses, in case they want to open their own floral shop or their own jewelry making shop on TikTok or any social media, right, like now. And then our daily living skills training, for so we can teach them to be as independent as possible. So based on those, we also noticed that some of them wanted to do, for example, welding, but that's something that the comprehensive high schools already have. Okay, so let's talk about something else.
You don't duplicate.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're able to go through that
mm-hmm.
during their stay at the high school. So
mm-hmm.
we started with three South Texas College courses in floral design, cake, and photography. And then the need grew because we had different students and then more students, so we added sewing and cooking healthy and the serve safe manager, where they get the food handler's permit. We added childcare training, dining services, computers, and now we're even in an agriculture class.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, our pond and our
yep.
fish tanks that we have here. So we're also adding personal hygiene, hair and nails next year, and jewelry making and office skills. So it's all based on the student needs.
Right.
Plus we have our vocational training courses. We have community experiences and participation. We have recreation and fitness, like Ms. Elizondo said. They practice yoga and they'll use our meditation garden to, you know, be out there. Digital media, we had last year, the first year, they
mm-hmm.
made their own memory book, like
yeah.
a yearbook.
Oh.
Art and design, which takes them to the McAllen Public Library and they
mm-hmm.
showcase their artwork with other students from the schools. We have crafting. They do all of our shirts and mugs and cups, you know, for the district and for
mm-hmm.
others. Safety and design, and then our career investigation, home improvement. She bought us a lot of tools, hammers. They get to learn, you know, how to take a nail out and how to hammer it back in,
yeah.
fix little things around the house. And parents have actually come back and said, I'm so glad he took that class. He's been out there working with his dad, you know, fixing the fence, and I had no idea he could blow the leaves or use the lawnmower. And so those are things that we hear, and that's how we figure out, okay, then this is the class that needs to happen, or, you know, we need this other class based on those needs.
So how many years did it take to get here? So can you tell me, like, the both of you guys were here from inception. How many years to get to here?
This is year five.
Year five. So, Chris, we heard earlier from parents and a student about their success story going through the Strides program. Do you have an idea, or do you have the analytics of, and I know it's been year five for you, but what are some of your kids doing now? He
mm-hmm.
has a job leaving.
A job.
Do you have more stories like that, or do you know
yeah.
the numbers,
oh, yes,
or what?
Plenty.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a student that graduated last year. Not last year, I'm sorry, the year before.
Sure.
And last year was her first year as a student intern for Strides.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of funny at the beginning because the students are like, oh, hi, Jay, or hi, Jay. But it's like, now she's Miss Gully because she's actually an employee now.
Oh, wow.
So parents super excited. Now she has a McAllen ISD name tag. And she is excited because she sees her classmates from 1 year to the next. And now they get to call her Miss Gully,
right?
And so, yes, she is employed here. She came back this school year as well. We have two students, one from the RDSPD, the Regional School
mm-hmm.
for the Deaf program, that got a job at Brown Middle School
mm-hmm.
here in McAllen ISD in the cafeteria, and we have another one that's working in the cafeteria here at Chief.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two students at work, one at El Pato, one at Macaroni Grill, so all the training, you know, helps them get other jobs as well.
I think that's such an important piece to share because, you know, I've heard you guys and it's like, okay, so we have, we don't see it as a barrier. How can we get around it? You know,
mm-hmm.
COVID hit. So how can we, what are some things? Y'all are innovative in your thinking
mm-hmm.
and how you can make things work.
Mm-hmm.
But the end result makes it all worth it. I mean, it took a lot of hard work from you ladies here and not just you ladies, right? But you have
the
support.
Whole staff.
Community.
Right?
Yes, and community.
But the end result is worth it. And the whole idea of having this podcast is so we could share this resource with
mm-hmm.
others across our state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Ms. Elizondo, you shared your phone number earlier, your
mm-hmm.
contact information.
Mm-hmm.
On for other districts who may have an interest in building a program.
Mm-hmm.
And I shared the small and rural school districts
mm-hmm.
and some of their barriers.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to get around some of those things too. We
mm-hmm.
only have two students that are graduating that will be 18 plus. We
mm-hmm.
might have a sister school that has maybe another three students.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking outside of
mm-hmm.
that box, right,
mm-hmm.
on how to make things happen because the
mm-hmm.
end result is worth it.
Yeah, it really is. It's worth it. The end result of making sure that our students leave high school independent and being able, if they choose to live alone
mm-hmm.
and if they choose to go to college, they can. If they choose to get married and start a family, they can. And most importantly, they can sustain their own independent living, right, with paid employment.
And we had one student actually 2 years ago that
mm-hmm.
graduated
mm-hmm.
and moved on to Austin Community College and lived on their campus.
Mm-hmm.
They have a small community.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived by herself, and now she lives independently in an apartment.
Wow.
She moved back home after finishing over there, and now she's here, but she has her own apartment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about community.
Yeah.
We like to bring in, you know, people from Social Security Administration, talk to, in our transition fairs, we hold these every year. And that's when the parents get to see those services in the community that are available for when, even while they're here and when they leave our program,
mm-hmm.
Or any 18 plus program, because those are the people that are going to be the key components for the rest of their life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, STRIDES is a mouthful, right? Supportive transition and road to independence, development and employment for students. And for me, support stands out. And,
yeah.
and that's kind of that interweaving theme that you have is there's always someone there.
Yeah.
There's always someone there to help that child get through that next hurdle
mm-hmm.
to help them get to where they want to be.
Yeah. And if they're not housed here or employed by McKellen, it's our job to connect them
yeah. absolutely.
To the right people so they can continue the process even after they leave our district.
Yeah. Well, these are some fearless women, and I am grateful
mm-hmm.
to that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Like, there's nothing you're afraid of, and our community, our world is a better place for people like you. So thank you so much for spending some time with us. Like, we appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And we have a little saying here in Sped Talk, right?
What's our saying?
Once a Sped Talker,
always
a Sped
Talker.
So thank you for being part of our community.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap on another enlightening episode of Sped Talk, where every conversation, every story we share is a step closer to a more inclusive and understanding world.
Stay connected with Sped Talk on Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, and Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast episode. Thank you for being part of the Sped Talk family. Stay tuned.